How you doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live.
He's alive.
From beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center, the KXY building, where it is.
Friday.
I got you all.
Trickster.
The worst one ever.
Yeah. Bruce was like, whoa, what is it?
Yeah, some timing issues.
Thought it was Saturday.
Yeah. you sprung forward.
I did.
Yeah.
I thought it was Saturday.
Got us all goofed up now. Bruce is on his own special time zone.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah.
It's called retirement, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I like that. Good to see you guys. Welcome to it. It is November. Happy November, everybody.
Same to you.
11/1/24. Yeah. Well, you know, you got to go through November to get to the other side.
I know.
Warren, it's good to see you. I like your
good to see you.
I like your Costco shirt.
Yeah, my Costco flannel here.
Costco flannel looks good. When were you at Costco?
Day before yesterday.
Okay, how was the traffic?
When all my troubles seemed so far away.
Yes, sir.
But anyway, it wasn't bad.
Not a lot inside. I mean, in the store.
Oh, it was horrible. Yeah.
Atta boy. That's what I was looking for. Warren's like, well, to drive there, it was fine, Jay. What a silly question. Yeah. The humans in the store were plenty.
Plenty.
Yeah.
And it's funny. I don't know. I mean, it's just I walk down aisles like I drive a car. You know, right side going
that
way.
Yes, of course. I think as you should. Yes.
And yeah. I try not to park right in the middle of an aisle.
I know.
And
there's a lot of meandering.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yes, sir.
It's okay.
There's a lot of just S-curving.
I do that on purpose. I'll actually turn the cart sideways.
Thank you. Yeah, for that.
Right in the aisle.
Yeah.
And then walk like about 40 or 50 feet to get a free sample.
Yeah. Right? Absolutely.
And leave the cart.
Yeah. I love you.
Yeah.
I was at Costco the other day. It was also very, very busy, and it's not even close to the holidays yet. I don't know what was happening, but.
It was a Monday.
Right. And so there's this peppermint hot chocolate that my wife likes to get from Costco.
Yes.
That's seasonal. Mm.
We looked at that. Yep.
And so I couldn't find it. So I walked up to the front of the store there where they have, you know, the guys in the red vests, you know. And so I saw the one guy who I know, and he's like, hey, Jay, how are you? I'm good. And there's a lady there. He goes, oh, this is Jay from the Jay and Kevin Show. So I said, hi, nice to meet you. And then I said, hey, I'm looking for that peppermint hot chocolate. And he goes, oh, boy, I don't know. And she goes, oh, you mean the Stevens peppermint candy cane hot cocoa with a 4-pound tub? And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, that's the one. Do you have the UPC number handy?
I mean, she goes, I love it. I know right where it is. It's at the coffee end cap. Runs me back there at about the speed of light. And I was like, have you had maybe too much of the peppermint hot chocolate? You seem super fired up about it.
Yeah.
But she knew right where it was, so, yeah. And he just kind of looked at her like, you got it.
Yeah, I was gonna
look it up.
I was gonna point that way.
Since you know, over there. Yeah.
Somewhere.
Which was great. I loved the escort. That was
1792-43-7-3-5.
Do you go to the self check at Costco, Warren, or do you have too much stuff?
No, usually we don't have that much.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you do at the self check?
Pretty good.
You're not that guy, are you?
I try not to be.
Okay.
And
that's a great answer.
Try not
it
to be.
It's a great answer. And yeah. I just appreciate the effort and the knowledge that you don't want to be.
Yeah. No, I don't want to be. And if there's bigger stuff, they'll come over with their little
the
gun.
The wand,
and,
yeah, beep, yeah.
And she said, well, since I got that.
I'll beep, get the rest beep, of it. Boop, boop, boop. Yes, yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
I wish they'd leave you your own little.
They do it.
They do it at Home Depot.
I know.
Which is,
that's great.
Yeah, you can do it yourself.
I was just wondering. I'm like, hey, can I pay you a dollar to get my own?
But usually I find.
Bruce, wouldn't you like your own?
I would.
Okay, yeah. That's what I thought. Monty?
Nah.
He's not paying a dollar.
No, I'll go down to the contractor's aisle first.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too.
Which is funny. The other day I was at Home Depot, and there was a line for the self-checkout.
Of course.
And, I mean, a huge line.
And
like
the cashiers are standing there by themselves.
Well, yeah, and I went down the contractor's desk. There's nobody there. I know. So I just whoop right out the contractor's desk.
How'd you go again?
Whoop.
That's right what out. I thought. Yeah.
Kevin, you want your own?
Yeah, that they are fun. I do love it.
Oh, yeah.
But, Jay, don't you worry about the germs on that thing?
No.
Not if it's his.
Well, that part would be neat. I could have it in a holster.
Yeah.
Oh.
You can walk up there.
Oh, you want one that's just part of your...
You walk in, it automatically sinks to the system.
Yeah.
You're all good.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And you just kind of walk bow-legged back and forth.
You can check out before you even leave.
Yeah, that's right. I could help other people. You want some help with that, little missy? I got my own boop-boop. That's gonna.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Bruce, when's the last time you didn't wear a hat?
I mean, 1975.
Would it really been that long, do you think?
Yeah, I've been wearing hats for a long time.
Kevin James.
And same with you forever?
Well, mine might have fallen off last night when I was asleep.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
That's weird. Just yesterday, Kevin, I was in a meeting with the manager meeting, and I was the only guy in there without a hat on.
Weird.
Yeah, and I was like, I started feeling kind of uncomfortable about it. So I was almost going to run up here and say, borrow yours. Or
they're all baseball caps?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then I realized, well, I could have gotten one of the ones, one of the trucker hats out of the office.
Yeah, you could have.
Which, by the way, guys, I've got like about 10 of them. None of them are Coyote Country ones. They're just random ones that I've collected. Would you want me to give you guys like early Christmas presents? Bring them in. You can pick through them?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. He's all smiles now.
All right. Hey, guess what we're doing next break?
Yeah.
Say hello to Kevin James.
Kevin. Hi, Kevin James.
Kevin.
Howdy.
What do you think would be better, Kevin, seeing Warren in a hat or Steve in a hat?
Ooh.
Seen Warren.
You know, I think I've seen Warren try it.
He's having it. No offense to you, Warren. You just have a very large head.
Oh, golly
Those
sakes.
Those hats don't fit super great.
That in my ears, man, I tell you.
How about that?
Yeah.
Still growing.
He needs a Coors foam hat.
It is big.
You know, with those
big
or the ones that are made out of the 12-pack.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think the right size hat looks pretty good on Steve.
I would imagine that's 100% accurate,
Does he look better with like the snapback or a dad-style hat?
Snapback. So you mean more of the trucker hat?
So the trucker
or the ones
hat.
That are stuck down to your
like,
head,
like
yours.
Hat.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Oh boy,
I think the stuck to your head one.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think if it was. Yeah,
yeah. He has a nice little head, so it just kind of covers it up, and it's like, oh, look at that.
Steve, congrats on that.
Thanks. Yeah.
What a nice little head you have there, Steve.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. I don't know that I've ever heard that compliment, but I mean, what do you say? I mean, you have to say thanks, even if you're not really...
Well, I mean, I guess I don't have to.
Steve, you're of the age, 33 years old. Going to be 34 here before we know it.
In the blink of an eye.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
A little over 2 months away, guys. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. You're the age where wearing a hat backwards is a very popular thing. And do you ever do that? Has that ever been part of your deal? College, maybe. In college, did you wear your hat backwards?
Only as a joke.
Really, as a joke?
Or, I mean, I don't know. Maybe
a statement?
What?
Like a statement?
Yeah.
Yeah, more as a statement.
Right, like I'll show you.
Yeah. Or so no, when I was umpiring, I had to wear my hat backwards.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
As
but you never liked that look, huh?
I mean, I think it's just the glasses. It doesn't really go too well.
Hmm.
Just doesn't match.
I think we have a picture of you with your hat backwards. Did we do that at the food drive?
Yeah, food drive.
Yeah. I thought you looked great.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I mean, thanks.
Maybe?
Ladies and gentlemen, he hasn't changed his hairstyle in 25 years.
Well, he can't. His head's so big.
No sense of smell.
That's a true story.
His head crushed by a tractor.
That's why. Other people wouldn't even have closed on him.
Yeah.
Please welcome one of the greatest men of all times.
Yeah.
Warren.
Not true, but thank you.
Hi, Warren.
Hiya. Hello, on. Hi, and good Friday morning, everyone.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You've been gone for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's me.
Well, yeah. I think that was it.
Good to see you guys.
Good to see you,
I missed you guys.
Oh, wow. Likewise.
Yeah. Try to take, moments in your life as you get older when you see people you haven't seen for a while. Try to make sure you say, hey, good to see you, because sometimes you never know.
You don't know.
This is true.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's true, Kevin. I mean, you don't know. I could not.
I know, it's very true.
I could not be back next week.
I know, it's very true.
Ooh, don't say that. No.
Just seems easier to just say hello.
All right.
I am Bruce Almighty.
Hello, my name is Bruce.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi,
Bruce.
Hey.
I'm God.
Bingo.
Bruce, you have the divine spark.
Well, I'll say.
Everybody says that about him.
Yeah, there he is. Look at this guy.
Hi, Brewster.
Brewster. Good morning.
I'm trying to decide it's something about you today.
I think I'm the same me.
is it because of the hat?
Probably it's different. I haven't worn it in a long time.
Okay, yeah. I mean, maybe just the way it's fit. Does he not look like his face is smaller or something, Kevin? I don't know. Or he looks younger? I don't know.
Well, got more facial hair, maybe.
It's because his facial hair is all the way up on his cheeks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. He's
maybe
really,
it's just thicker beard now.
Yeah, he's really got the beard going.
Mm-hmm. Usually a beard, I feel like, makes someone look a little bit older, but for some reason, Bruce, it's making you look younger.
Kind of looks like an elderly raccoon, really.
What? Was it because he was licking the backs of his hands moments ago?
Well, he's got that fur all the way up to the edge of his eyeballs.
Well, there's a good morning for you, Bruce.
Yes.
So, it is officially November.
Right.
Have you ever done the no shave November where you just do not shave for the entire month?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now.
Started in October.
Does that include all, like, neck and everything?
Oh,
Bruce?
No, I got to shave my neck.
Yeah. That gets itchy.
I owe Kevin an apology.
Oh, no.
I showed you the little packet thing this morning said Long John's on it.
Right, yeah.
He hadn't heard the term long handles. Have you heard that?
Long handles?
Yeah, instead of
Long
John's.
Oh, yeah, that's what happened last week. They were referring to long handles, and I don't know what that is. And they're like,
No, I'm out on that one. So long handles was Long John's?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was another name for
that. Was that prior to, like, you know, before fire?
Probably.
Okay.
Him and Warren both were excited about it. Yeah. They both knew it.
Yeah. Well, that one seems silly.
It could be a Deer Park thing, maybe. I don't know.
Monty, had you heard long handles?
Negative.
Okay. All right. I feel a little better. Well, no, yeah, that's a, you were, so you were all proud to stick it in Kevin's face. Turns out that wasn't the right thing.
Oh, Long John's, what's this for? And Bruce goes, well, because last week you didn't know what they were. And I go, I know what Long John's are. I'm not a dummy. And then they both start arguing with me. No, you didn't. You didn't. I said, no, you guys said some other word, handles or something. Long handles.
Wow. Huh.
It's a weird term for it.
Doesn't even make sense, really.
Yeah, that's a weird one, yeah.
Unless your legs are your handles.
Then it would be perfectly fine, yeah. Yeah. Man, my handles are really tired today. All that standing and walking.
Yeah. Oh, cramping my handle.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
If you have any questions, and then you guys can write questions for each other, too, or for the group as a whole. So
cool.
Kevin James.
Yeah, get busy. Get your pen out.
I don't have a pen.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Friday Cruise here as we kick off November together. Very glad to have everybody here. We got a good chance for you to win some Kelsey Ballerini tickets. And don't forget, you can download the Coyote Country app. It is free. You can take us with you. You can listen on the road, wherever you happen to be. If you happen to get a radio signal that's rough, or you're just like, oh, this place I'm at doesn't have a radio, you can either listen on your phone or you stream us on your computer. Well, this guy's here, guys.
Monty.
Where do you currently work?
Where's he work?
Like,
no one really knows.
Like,
Monty.
Can't hear you right now, so I don't know if you're mumbling.
Are you mumbling?
I always mumble. It's like, I literally, ever since I was like first learning to speak.
Mm-hmm. Monty. Monty. Monty.
You're an animal. Yes, there we go. You're a tiger. You're Tony the Tiger. You're great.
Monty.
Little added physical now. Contact there.
A little physical contact on that.
You're welcome.
Hey there. Hi there. Ho there. And good morning, Spokane.
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
Just want to let you know there's only 50 days until the days start getting longer.
Well, that was nice.
That's not bad.
Right. That's actually encouraging.
Coming up right soon.
Let's hear about it from Captain Positive over there. Right?
Yeah, let's do this.
I like that a lot.
I'm going to try to hold my breath till it happens.
Okay. Bring the stretcher in. Should be fine.
I did have a little bit of a surprise where you realize early in the year, I was talking to a couple who's getting married in May, and we were talking about lights and blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, what time is the sunset in May? And it's like, ooh, early
that's
May.
Actually a good question.
Early May. And so I thought, oh, let's take a guess. Yeah. You guys, what do you think the sun sets in early May?
Mm.
I'm going to say 7:40.
7:40.
Wow. I'm bored.
It's not a bad guess,
that's
Monty.
Yes. I was going to say like 6:45.
6:45.
No. 7:30.
Jay, what do you think?
I think it's at least 8 o'clock.
Oh,
it's because we've already switched. The time's already gone the other way.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Wait, we
piffle.
Yeah, because we do it in April.
Daylight
oh, that's right. It is in April.
Yeah. We've already sprung forward.
So that helps us.
At least 8.
It was like 8:26.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Whoa. And I was very surprised. I was like, oh, wow.
That it was that late?
Yeah, that's pretty late. And then the groom said, well, yeah, I guess it's, you know, just a little over a month away from the longest day of the year.
June 21st.
And I said, well, yeah, I guess that's a good point.
Because that's in what, June?
June, yeah. June
21st. And it was kind of encouraging, thinking, yeah, May's really... It's a long ways away.
Look, but look at how positive we are, though.
Yeah.
Speaking of positive.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
We're calling positive Steve around here.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Hi, Steve.
Positive.
Are
you positive?
Steve. Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. Yeah. My first name is
Producer.
Yeah.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
I like orange pop.
Oh, yes, it's true. Ooh. All ready for this? Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
That was really something.
That was something. I don't know.
I like orange pop. So what happened there?
I don't know when I changed to an alien.
I don't know what happened. I was concerned.
Yeah. You know, between that and Jay, you were doing an imitation of me earlier this morning, and you gave me a deep voice.
Well, I mean, you clearly seem like either you've inhaled a sock.
Yeah, he's
he's a little congested.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's fine. Yeah.
I can hear it.
Yeah. So I did your I have a cold voice.
Yeah.
I did the, hey, my name's Producer Steve. How you doing? And he's like, whoa, thanks for the low voice.
Yeah.
He could sing Willie Nelson right now.
Oh, yeah.
All the girls I've loved before.
A little cross between Steve and...
Sylvester Stallone. Yeah.
Hey, oh, yeah. My name is Producer Steve.
I love orange soda.
I love orange pop.
Orange pop, sorry.
Warren, I don't know what that was, but...
Could you also sing Willie Nelson? Because that's what Warren was thinking, because you were a little nasally.
Yeah.
Could you sing it a little for us?
What do you want me to sing?
I'd go with maybe On the Road Again. It seems simple. You probably know the words to it.
I mean, On the Road Again, I know those words.
That's it. Big Willie fan over there.
It's On the Road Again. I can't wait to just get on the road again.
Right.
Let's hear some.
Hold on.
Are you calling up the lyrics? Or maybe the song in general?
Yeah.
All
right. Let's see what we got here.
He is a producer, after all.
I mean, you should be able to find it. There was only a way.
Yeah. It's On the Road Again. I just can't wait to get on the road again.
Well, I don't know that we said talk it. I think
have you heard Willie Nelson sing?
Warren,
give him a sample again.
This is Warren.
On the road again.
On the road again.
Well, see?
Oh, there he is.
Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
Come on, Steve.
On the road again.
There it is.
Yeah. Whoa.
Going places that I've never been.
He sounds just like Willie Nelson.
Boy, Warren, you are dead on.
Can't wait to get on the road again.
Yeah.
Can you keep up?
We need this guy to sing.
I command the gypsies, we go down the highway.
Wow.
Okay, enough.
Yep, that is enough.
Monty's going to slap me if I don't stop now.
Keep going.
Well done. Done, Steve. Good job, Warren. Oh, excellent.
Yeah. Well, Warren,
yeah. I mean,
the musical stylings of Warren Strong, ladies and gentlemen.
Obviously, yeah.
I appreciate your efforts, Steve.
Yeah, Producer
me
Steve.
Too.
I thought it was lackluster.
I would agree with the lackluster, but okay.
Happy Friday means Alexa joke of the day.
Did you know Chewbacca played pro sports?
What?
He even won Wookiee of the Year.
Wookiee of the Year.
I think that's pretty good.
That one was cute.
That
one I didn't mind at all.
No.
Yeah. Yes, it is time change time. We spring forward and we fall back tomorrow.
Isn't that Saturday?
Technically 2 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Yeah, Saturday.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. right? I think that's the frustration that's shared by many. Yeah, so we fall back at 2 a.m. on Sunday. So when you go to bed tomorrow night, Brewster, you'll gain an hour.
What?
Gain an hour.
You don't. What? You know, there's no gaining. There's no losing. It's just screwed up.
I mean, technically, if you had to get up at 7, you'd get an extra hour to sleep.
Oh, an extra hour.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
It is the good one that way.
Yeah, that's about the only thing about it.
Yeah.
Because then also the sun will set at 4:35 come Sunday night, and you'll be like, it's dinner time and it's dark, and that's a little crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember DJing at a bar one time when it was the magic turn back the clock.
Sure.
And a very intoxicated guy was super excited where he said to the bartender.
Oh, no.
So at 2 o'clock, it's gonna go back to 1 o'clock.
So we get to drink an extra hour.
So we're open for another hour. And she looks at him and she said, "No, honey. No, we're not. No, honey. No, we're not."
Yeah, you're not the first drunk guy that's tried that.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
But no, yeah.
No, honey.
Tom Hanks is in a new movie over the weekend. It opens. It's called Here. I don't know if you've seen.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Did you see the preview?
Uh-huh.
Did it look interesting?
Kinda, yeah.
I thought so too.
Kinda. He's good.
Takes a house through all of the lives of the house.
Yeah,
basically. And part of that, Tom Hanks has to play a teenager.
Oh. Ooh.
And as we can imagine, those of us in the studio who might be a little on the higher side of teenager, there's certain things that aren't the same.
There's a way a 17-year-old leaps up off the couch in excitement that is very hard for a 67-year-old man to recreate.
Like, I'm a good actor, but...
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, trying to leap up off the couch.
Yeah.
Or even hop down off of, like, a pickup.
Oh, man. Lord. When did they start making those so high?
Yeah, right? Really.
I mean, come on. I got to get a stepladder now.
Yeah. Seriously. Oh, yeah.
How old are you people?
Easy.
I need one of those ladders. Like, Bruce has one on his tailgate that comes down.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's like a step-up.
I always thought that was really, like, an unnecessary thing until now.
Yeah,
I know.
Same. Yeah.
I'm with you. I used to gripe at my dad's like, "Dad, come on."
Yeah, oh, man.
You know, and now it's like, "Ooh, I'm there."
Yeah, he used to jump off the top of the two ton full of hay. Like,
Yeah, like running boards for me. That's just a good opportunity to take a break, stand there for a second, and then finish getting in,
or getting out for that matter.
Yeah, either way.
Yeah, just slide them out. Just set them on that foot rail.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Also, they did ask Tom Hanks an interesting question about what gets yelled at him the most frequently. Because when you play a lot of iconic characters,
yeah,
you will get a ton of stuff.
I mean,
yeah,
it's Wilson.
Wilson could be one. I was thinking, you know, Forrest Gump.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Jenny.
He's also
a box of chocolates.
He's also Woody.
I mean, he's got a lot of them.
Any line from the film that you hope to live your life never hearing quoted back to you again?
No, it's all great.
You don't mind life as a box of chocolate?
No, it's all, yeah, run, Forrest, run. It's all, no. Shrimp sandwich, all of that. No, all of that stuff is great.
Peas and carrots.
People yell a bunch of stuff at me, you know.
What's the most common?
I get Wilson a lot.
Wilson!
Brace for impact, I get that.
Brace for impact.
I'm the captain now.
I'm the captain now, which wasn't my line.
No, but
you know, that Barkhad Abdi's line. Houston, we have a problem.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah, I mean, you think about the lines.
Boy, he's had some.
He's had a few, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you yell at him, Warren? He'd probably just say hi, but what would you?
Hi, Tom!
There's your audio vault for a Friday. It is November 1st.
I'd have to have Monty do it for me, though.
I don't remember that.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I'm thinking of a Baskin Robbins and an oyster bar.
Do you like oysters?
No. Well, yeah, I like oysters too.
You do?
Oyster stew or oysters too?
Yeah. No. Oysters.
Huh?
Kevin James.
Oyster stew.
I never heard of it.
Oyster stew. What is that?
It's like clam chowder, but it's.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
With oysters.
Dad used to do that all the time.
Okay.
My dad.
You think?
It. Yeah.
You're not sure. On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, let's play a little game. Steve, are you flipping a coin to decide what game we play?
I've got a coin.
Oh, Kevin, you've got it. Oh, yeah, perfect.
Kevin's got the coin.
Oh, Kevin's got the coin. Kevin's got the coin. Kevin's got the coin.
I had a quarter, Kevin's, but
penny that right is, there.
Dang it.
That is weird. This used to be a quarter 4 years ago.
Oh, come on now.
And now it's a penny.
Yeah. I like funny jokes.
Funny.
Oh, man. I wish it was a joke. Gentlemen. Okay, let's...
okay, here we go. I am going to flip the coin. Here's what's happening today.
It's hilarious.
ABC First to Three is the game that we were going to play.
Yes. Monty loves
Monty's
that
least
game.
Favorite game.
It's his favorite. Mm-hmm.
He just can't stand it. Yeah. So we thought, you know what? We'll give it a chance. If it doesn't work out, Monty, you get to call this coin in the air.
Oh, okay.
If you get it right... We will not play your.
I mean, is it just one, two out of three? What are we doing? What do we got?
What's the alternative game?
Wavelength.
So much better. So much better.
All right. Well, we'll
you know,
see.
I think one shot.
Okay, one shot's fine. Yeah.
That's fine.
One shot. Here we go, Monty. I'm gonna flip this little baby.
It's
Bruce,
all on you.
Bruce, you need to pay attention.
Oh.
Did he
drop it on the ground? What, heads or tails?
Tails.
He said tails.
Dang, he's right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Congrats. Look at this guy right here.
Wavelength it is.
All right, well, let's do it then.
It's time to partner up with someone from the Friday crew, dig deep in their mind, and find yourself on the same wavelength.
All right, well, we've got an odd number, so I don't mind sitting out on the wavelength. Think if we were just to do a 2 for 2. Is that what we want to do? And then
Do we have something to give away?
We have Kelsey Ballerini tickets.
Well, let's give away Kelsey tickets.
Here's what we're...
caller who wants to team up with somebody.
Could do that as well. I mean, there's just a lot of people to team up with, and we could just have them choose who they team up with and challenge the other people in the studio.
Right, absolutely.
All right.
I think it's important that the old guys play on this one.
The old guys for sure are going to play.
Okay. No, I know, but with you, Jay, so I'll sit out.
No, we'll be all right. We'll figure it out.
I'll sit out.
All right, 519-441-0999. You want to win Kelsey Ballerini tickets? Can't even buy them until like 10 o'clock this morning. So,
holy.
I mean. Yeah, I know.
Mackerel.
How about that, Warren?
That's something.
Huh? How about that?
How about that?
Isn't that something?
It is something.
All right, so 509-441-0999, Kelsey Ballerini on March 14th, 2025 at the Spokane Veterans Memorial Arena. Playing wavelength, all you got to do is just call, and you can try to match somebody here. Super simple game to play. That's why Monty likes it, because he doesn't like complicated games.
No, it's not stressful.
This one's not as stressful?
Yeah, the ABC game is stressful.
You think this is super simple?
It is. Well, not with you playing, but, you know. Add Warren and Bruce into the mix.
Hey, Jonathan, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Very good. Jonathan, you need to just be on the same wavelength as somebody in the studio. We'll let you choose. You have Jay, Kevin. You have Bruce. You have Monty. You have Warren. Who do you think you might be on the same wavelength with?
I'm going to go with Jay.
Okay. All right. We'll see how that works out for you. So it's Jonathan and Jay. It's quite the alliteration.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Jay.
All right. So, and then we'll do the other guys over there. We'll do Warren and Bruce together, and Kevin, you and Monty can be together. We'll have three teams. Guys, you got to write down the first three things that come to your mind or the things that you think the other person will come to their mind. You know how the game works.
Oh, yeah.
Steve gives us the categories. We'll see how we do. All right, Steve, what category do we have?
All right. Things to do with daylight savings. Or like on daylight savings.
Okay. Things to do?
Things to do with. Something that has to do with the daylight savings.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know what that means.
Me neither.
Boo, dumb cat.
Okay, all right.
No, I'm kidding. It's fine.
I feel like you could think of three things.
I feel like you could think of three things. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm in. All right. I'm very much in.
Yeah,
actually.
I mean, I...
All right, three things that have to do with daylight savings time. Jonathan, three things that have to do with daylight savings time. Let's see
have
if we can match
it
here.
You should do on daylight.
Either way.
Well, I'm stuck on two, but we'll wing it.
Okay.
Change your clocks.
Yep, I said fall back. That's the number one. That's two points. Two points.
Wake up late because you didn't change your clocks.
I said sleep longer. Does that count, Kevin, or no?
Yeah.
Okay, that's one. I'll call two more. That's two more points.
I don't know.
That's okay.
I don't have a third one.
I don't think you would have matched my third one. It was complain about it. That was my third one. So I don't think we probably would have matched. But we still got 4 points, Jonathan. We're still good. All right, Monty, what were your three things?
Good category.
Yeah, good category.
Yeah, good. Maybe we should play ABC 1-2. Is that all right? So I just put sleep, eat dinner earlier. And I just put in the word school bus just to hope to match something.
School bus, yeah. That's, that would be weird, yeah.
I had set your clocks back, of course.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And I had check the batteries on your smoke detector.
That's a great one.
Don't they always say that?
They did. Yeah. I heard it this morning. Yeah, yeah. And change the filter in your furnace.
Kiss someone when the strike, when the clock strikes, too.
Just for fun. I give you 0 points.
I'm thinking we got nothing there.
You win
nothing.
That
was zero. Yeah, sorry,
yeah.
Monty.
Hey, no, no, it's fine.
Over to bad category.
Bad category.
Over to the sexy seniors. What'd you have, Warren?
Well, actually, see, when you said daylight savings, I thought we were in daylight savings, not just changing at that time.
Technically, we are, yes.
Yeah. So I said, when it gets evening time, mow the lawn.
Mow the lawn, okay.
Because it's cooler.
Okay, mow the lawn. a lot of November lawn mowing. Yeah. Okay. Bruce, I bet you didn't have that.
That's
one.
That's it?
No.
What was number two?
Oh, no, I didn't have that.
Motorcycle ride.
Motorcycle.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Uh-huh, and?
Yeah, and swim. Because it's summertime, I thought.
Good luck, Bruce.
I misunderstood on that.
You did.
Category.
Well, we're both at zero, so that's good.
What's wrong with change the clocks?
Yeah, geez. Change the clocks is a good answer, Bruce. Yeah.
Geez. About get up earlier or later, whichever.
That's right. Yeah. Yep.
And don't miss coffee.
Okay. That would go for whatever time we're in. Yeah. Well done.
Jay and Jonathan with a runaway so far.
Yes. No points for you guys. It's 4-0. All right. Let's go with category number two.
All right. I think this you'll like better. How about Halloween candies?
Okay. Oh, all right.
Mm, yeah. Yum. Okay, Steve, that's how you get our attention.
You're welcome.
All right, I like that. Okay, yeah. I'm locked in.
Are you guys doing...
Jonathan, Halloween candies, what do you got for us, my friend?
All right, I got Reese's.
That's 2 points.
Oh, Reese's, good.
I got Tootsie Roll.
Oh, my God. I put that at third because I didn't thought of Steve.
We still
get 1 point, though.
And then I've got Kit Kat.
Oh, I just want the Snickers. So we still got 3 more. That puts us at 7. That's a good lead, Jonathan. We are playing these guys, so I think we're in good shape. Let's see, Kevin, what do you have?
I have Reese's.
That's 2.
Yeah.
I have Snickers.
Nope.
What the like most well-known.
That's what I did, Kevin.
And then I have Smarties.
Oh, Smarties is a great one.
All right. Well, we got 2 because I had Reese's Milky Way, which.
Okay, yeah.
Right, yeah.
And then Gummy Anything.
That would have been good. Yeah, that would have been good. It is 7-2. Now I can't wait. Bruce, what do you got?
I got Hershey's.
Nope.
Cool. Surprise.
Nope. Snickers.
Yep. Oh, that's good. Number 1 on me.
Okay, that's 1 point.
1 point.
Oh, 1 point. And M&M's.
Nope.
Okay, Warren.
I had Snickers, Twix, and Milky Way.
Okay. All right, not bad. Bruce with the 3 oldest candies. Bruce is like, I got Werther's Original.
I should have said fudge.
Black licorice.
What was that candy that they used to sell that had the black licorice in it? What was that?
Nibs.
Oh, nibs.
Nibs.
Oh, yeah.
Dang it.
Nibs.
You would taste that for like a month after eating those.
So and burp it for
100%.
Entire year.
Jonathan, we got good news for you, my friend. That's an insurmountable lead, so congratulations. You're going to get yourself some Kelsey Ballerini tickets on that one. Way to go, buddy.
Awesome.
Yeah, congrats. Hold on for just 1 second. Fellas, not... terrible?
Not great.
Things have been worse.
Have they, though?
Sadly, Kevin, that's true.